Here in the occupied West Bank, this UN clinic at Al Amari refugee camp near Ramallah is closed. It's the third day workers have gone on strike to demand better salaries at the UN's Relief and Works Agency. UNRWA was mandated by the UN's General Assembly to provide humanitarian assistance and protection to Palestinian refugees expelled from their homes during what they called the Nakba, or catastrophe, in 1948. Tamam Matar is one refugee who usually receives treatment at this center, but not today.
Of course, the agency was much better before. They are withdrawing. The services have diminished over time.
The agency provides services for nearly 6 million Palestinian refugees. Less than 900,000 of them live in the West Bank. For them, education and health are the most important services. UNRWA's Commissioner General says the agency is underfunded. On Tuesday, he appealed for $1.6 billion for 2023 to cover needs in countries hosting Palestinian refugees. Donors' financial support for the agency has been declining over recent years, but UNRWA employees say it can afford salary increases for its local workers. The head of the workers' union says the agency is using the financial crisis as an excuse to avoid discussing pay raises.
In 1989, overall budget was 6.5 million. Now, 30 years later, the budget is still 6.5 million. No adjustment has been made to the value over the past years.
UNRWA says salaries have increased regularly and urged the union to end the strike.
Now, the UNRWA's priority for this year is to keep providing services to employees and keep paying salaries. This way we can survive.
In the besieged Gaza Strip, employees are holding a partial strike to support their colleagues in the West Bank.
Officially, UNRWA's mandate is valid until a just and lasting solution to the plight of refugees is reached. But with their numbers increasing, donors spending their money elsewhere, and a lack of a political solution, that goal is looking increasingly distant. Nida Ibrahim, Al Jazeera, the occupied West Bank.